Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Happy First Friday!
Woo! Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. It is the first Friday of 2018, and we're so happy you're hanging out with us.
Yes! We missed y'all.
It's been a whole year.
I know.
What are we cooking up for y'all today? Well, Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie might be spending some time together this weekend. We'll tell you about that later on in the show. And if you plan on winning the lottery or even playing it this weekend, Mark Cuban got some great advice for you. But first, Rumor Patrol is out and about, and the word on the street is that Chris Pratt and Olivia Munn are secretly dating.
Oh.
Really? Wait. Is he divorced yet?
Something like that.
That's the big question right there.
It doesn't even matter.
Not. I know he was going through a divorce.
Him and Anna Faris are not together, and that's all you need to know.
That's all that matters.
So here's the ill part, yo. Back in 2016, when Olivia visited Chris's ex-wife, Anna Faris's podcast, Anna told Olivia that she and Chris were the perfect match.
What?
I would have a tattoo of an eagle on my back, and so when I moved my arms, it would look like it was flying.
Oh my God, you're my husband's dream woman.
That's
pretty
cool. I like that.
Just move your shoulder blades and it would just fly away.
My husband loves eagles.
Guess what? That's a mess, honey.
Wow.
But here's the thing. When you're in Hollywood, it's such a big but small place at the same time. Mm-hmm. You're going to find things in common with people that are in the same business as you are.
That's true, but Anna should have kept her mouth shut because Hollywood is so small.
Thank you.
This woman, Olivia Nunn, could easily meet your man and easily be with your man.
Yeah, and start playing into things like, hey, you want to go to an Eagles game?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like the Eagle Scouts? I just donated to them.
Exactly. I just got an Eagle tattoo.
But my favorite song is Love. Lift us up where we belong, where the eagles fly.
Yeah, they're gonna be playing that in the background.
All the eagle songs.
All right, y'all. During the holidays, honey, Miss Paris Hilton got engaged.
Congratulations, Paris!
Help y'all, but compare her ring to Cardi B.
Cardi B. Yes, Cardi B.
Why?
Because they both got a rock.
Oh, well, honey, one fan tweeted, Cardi B and Paris Hilton are twinning with the same pear-shaped ring. To which Paris responded, honey, our future hubbies obviously both have amazing and similar tastes.
They are. The rings look super similar.
No. They are pear-shaped.
Uh-huh.
But they are not the same.
They look the same. What's the difference, Gary?
Now, even Offset, y'all, and Cardi B compare the two rings. Now, when asked what they thought about Paris's $2 million ring, Offset called it the same thing.
See?
That's a bunch of caca.
Hey, you know, it can vary in quality or maybe how many pavés are around it or whatever. All that varies.
But the clarity matters. The clarity matters.
We're going to get to that because guess what, Portia and Brett? For the record, baby, Cardi's ring is 8 carats and costs only $550.
Don't say only. You better not say only. You are shady.
It's $2 million and it's 20 carats.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Cardi came up then because her ring looked like a $2 million ring. And
he, she married a damn rapper. He couldn't give him no $2 million ring. He gave her half of it.
Watch out now. Don't stop. What you trying to say about rappers?
Girl, he got
young,
that ring.
Don't do that. Now, we was just on one accord when we was talking about the clarity of the stones. Now, don't start talking about rappers and being disrespectful.
Well, you know, she probably got a cluster, and you know Paris got a solitaire.
Your brain is
cluster home. Right. Shut up. All right, y'all. Well, Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie will be presenting at the Golden Globes together, y'all.
Oh, really?
That is going to be so crazy.
I hope it's an award that Brad Pitt wins.
Just kidding. But they are both presenting separately, which is still a pretty big deal because typically they don't even show up at the same events.
I was getting ready to say, I'm surprised Angelina was like, I ain't doing it. She's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now, since this year's award ceremony is all about women coming together, aww, it's time for the girls to suck it up and send a better message.
But the bigger statement would be if they presented together.
Yeah. It would have been like, y'all remember when Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey presented in the same dress?
In the same
all
dress.
Of that.
Yeah.
Like, do something funny like
yeah,
that. That would be cute. Mm-hmm. They're going to be fighting over who get to say
right.
it.
Right.
They go back and forth trying to say the last word.
Right.
Congratulations. Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good day. You too.
Hollywood's call for women to wear black at the Golden Globes on Sunday is causing backlash. The plan is for the men and women to wear black on the red carpet in order to send a united message of solidarity in support of the anti-sexual harassment movement. But according to a source, some feel women should celebrate their newfound power, strong voices, and the future by wearing a wide variety of brighter shades.
That's right. I agree, honey. Well, nice, vivid, bright color. Wearing black, honey, is just like...
Wearing black is a funeral because it's dead to the pricks.
Well, and
the pricks are dead.
Some...
Y'all, day is done. No more nasty men in Hollywood. Wear black for a funeral for them.
Because if you wear, like, bright colors, it's going to be like every other... award
exactly.
ceremony. You won't know who's really down for the cause or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when you
that's
wear
right.
just black, since when black became the new solidarity, because hell, black folks can't be solidarity.
Like, this is time for everything. Like, they're turning a new leaf. Well, the Golden Globes are on Sunday, and we're going to be hitting the red carpet with the homie Andrew Freund, who will be wearing black as well. You can watch all the real-time behind-the-scenes action on our Instagram stories, and then live tweet the show with us at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific time. And, of course, tune in to Monday's show to catch all the interviews. All right, y'all, now moving on. Now, being that nobody won the Powerball this week, guess how much it is now?
A billion.
How much?
$550 million.
Ooh,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Mark Cuban, who is a billionaire himself, offered up some tips for anyone that does win the money. First things first, get a tax attorney.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because them taxes, it's a different thing that you're probably, than you're probably
not accustomed to.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
of course.
Number two, don't take the lump sum because you don't want to blow it all in one spot.
That's true. Because some people take all that money and then they broke within a year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. All the time.
Yes.
But here's something that everybody can identify with.
What?
Tell your friends and relatives no.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
going to ask, tell them no. If you're close to them, you already know who needs help and what they need.
This is
feel
true.
Feel free to help some, but no one needs $1 million for anything.
Yeah.
Anyone who asks you is not your friend.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true, but they're going to ask.
All right, y'all, so if you won $550 million tomorrow, what would be the first thing y'all would do?
First of all, I'd be quiet about it. And I'd be quiet about it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then I'd call the people who I love
to
and my friends
over.
And just kind of check in and see what they need. Now, I already know what you need.
Right.
But I got the money. Don't call me for what you want, okay?
Right.
Because you didn't say you needed a new house.
Right.
You said you needed your water bill paid.
Exactly.
Okay? Yes. You didn't say you need a new car. You said you need to get your oil changed.
Right, right.
I'm going to help you with that.
Right.
Yeah, I would hit off, like, the top 20 people in my life, and then I would set aside another $5 million for, like, so I could set up a Hunger Games-style match.
And make us fight for it.
Make everybody else fight for it.
You dirty.
Because I need to be entertained. Right.
Yeah. I ain't got no
you
shame.
You are so sad.
No, y'all
are just
top
so
20.
Sad.
I'll be the sacrifice. What do they call it?
I'll be tribute. And I would give Cynthia, I'd give Sylvia a camera. I'll learn her name first.
I'm about to say, you gave damn money to the wrong camera
yeah.
lady.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's that time of the year where everybody is concerned about one thing, right?
What?
Your weight.
Of course.
Everyone's
yeah.
New Year's resolution normally has to do with getting in shape.
Yeah.
Well, starting today in New York City, celebrity trainer Harry Hansen, who has trained the likes of Rihanna, Sandra Bullock, and Tyra Banks, is offering a naked class.
Oh, that's just weird. Like, naked class, y'all like riding bikes too? Like, no, that's a bit much.
It should not matter. If your butt is clean or any part of your body is clean, it would not matter.
Gary, we know you would love that because
I
you
sure
you
would.
Know what part of the gym you go to?
What?
The locker room.
Well,
that's the only room you be in.
Gary would be
he be
naked.
At the gym, but only in the locker room.
Gary would be naked in the gym drinking a smoothie. He goes to the gym to buy smoothies and then he leaves. And he calls that going to the gym.
Yeah.
That's going to the
and
gym.
And men are always naked in the locker room. That's where he stay at.
You over here doing squats and you here.
Right. Right.
All right. Well, speaking of getting in shape, if you need some inspiration, Tiana Taylor's latest bikini pick will have you empty in the fridge and doing a million crunches during our next commercial break. Stay tuned.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome
hey.
Back.
Well, 2 Chainz is too pissed. The lineup for the 2018 Governor's Ball Music Festival was just announced, and 2 Chainz is in the 8th row.
Of the flyer?
So, bro, what's the lowest on the road you would deal with? I mean, if they put your name on a flyer, what's the lowest?
I wouldn't care, because I'm going to kill that show anyway. The state, regardless, they gonna remember me if they don't remember nobody else. But, you know, other people feel different. And it depends on sometimes, like, who's at the top of the bill. Like, if Lil' Kim is headlining the show and I perform first, then I should be at the bottom. But if I'm, like, in the middle or next to the headliner or the headliner, I don't want to be at the bottom, you know?
There's not too many places Eminem's gonna perform at where he's not gonna be at the top.
That's true. But it does make these performers or anybody feel some type of way if you're, like, super small on it or if your picture is all the way in the back.
They could have did him better than April.
Y'all know it. Y'all come on. Y'all know it hit him a little bit.
It did, and he actually aired his grievances out on Instagram. He said, whoever did this flyer need to do it over. No cap.
Really?
I put in too much work to settle. I ain't going for the buddy-buddy this year. Give me mines. Hashtag pretty girls like trap music. Platinum. 4 a.m. Platinum. Hashtag good drink. Platinum. Hashtag vibes. Platinum. Hashtag big amount. Platinum. Numbers don't lie. Neither do I.
No. This is not my 2 Chainz. My sweet 2 Chainz from ATL.
Well.
50 Cent has got a hold to this man's Instagram. Ain't no way. I don't believe the 2 Chainz will be this petty. Well, it should voice it out like this on Instagram.
And it shouldn't matter. Look, his damn name 2 Chainz.
It doesn't
matter. He way ahead of 2 feet.
He should not be that upset. Look at the regrets. Okay. Look at where they are.
Yeah. Exactly.
They regret that. All right, y'all. Well, Bono is gracing the January cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
Nice.
Yes, I love him. Now, in his interview, he talked about the changing landscape of the music industry as a 57-year-old rocker in an age that is dominated by female pop stars. Bono said, I think music has gotten very girly, and there are some good things about that, but hip-hop is the only place for young male anger at the moment, and that's not good.
He kind of has a point, but, like, he's been in the business long enough to know that the pendulum kind of swings both ways.
Right.
Like, a certain genre will have a run for a long point of time, and then it swings back the other way.
He need to get on his Elton John. Elton John has made songs with
a lot of people.
Ended up with Eminem.
He sure did. He get right on in there.
He did a record with Tribe last year.
Yeah.
All else fails. You two need to make a mixtape.
Like, she must have made a good point.
Yes. All right, you guys, it's time for...
It's the Damn Girl!
Well, honey, we are 5 days into 2018, and if you needed somebody goes inspo to keep your diet on track, here is Miss Tiana Taylor giving you body.
Oh! Body!
I think her body rejects fat.
Yeah, right.
I ain't never seen fat on any part of her body ever.
Ever.
And she had a baby.
Yes.
Like, that's possible.
The baby was muscular in her body.
Yeah, it was a muscle.
Gary, so how is your diet going so far in 2018?
Well, first of all, I'm not on a diet, but I am trying to eat less.
What'd you have today for lunch, Gary?
Meat.
Just 2 slices of pizza. It was very skinny girl pizza.
You're a damn liar.
We had the
we
same
saw
pizza.
You, Gary. You folded that pizza up skinny.
Skinny girl pizza, and I washed it down with a Diet Coke.
You just need to start wearing shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Gary.
Shimmy the fat off.
Shimmy the fat off with your shoulder pads.
Yes, we could start a new trend, y'all.
Yeah.
That is not the shit. Oh, my God. Gary,
you gonna hurt yourself, Gary.
Oh, no, girl, that fat gone.
You gonna knock all the screws out that chair.
All right, Dish fans, it's time to get your gear on. Check out all our fabulous new Dish gear. We got hoodies, tees, totes, and if you're really desperate, you can get a mug with Gary's face on it. Go to dishnation.com/dishgear to get geared up today. And coming up, we talk to the cast of Steven Spielberg's newest film, The Post.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. And ladies and gentlemen, it's movie time. In theaters nationwide next week is The Post. It's directed by Steven Spielberg. It tells the story of Katharine Graham, the first female publisher of a major American newspaper, and her quest to expose a massive government cover-up. And we set the homie Andrew Freund to sit down with the cast.
You're talking about exposing years of government secrets.
Is that legal?
What is it you think we do here for a living, kid?
Ben, I might have something.
Must be precious cargo.
It's just government secrets.
to make this decision, to risk her fortune and the company that's been her entire life, well, I think that's brave.
You know, this film is about secrets. Are you guys good secret keepers? Could I trust you?
Yes. No.
Real, no, why? Why?
Why?
This is a vault.
I mean, I'm a vault about things that matter, but if there's anything a tiny bit dishy and I'm with a person that I can trust, I'm not trustworthy.
That's but true. I've actually done that with you, I think.
I will disseminate information when I feel that the person I'm speaking to will hold it. I'll tell her, but I won't tell you.
You could tell me.
I can tell you.
You could tell her, but you shouldn't tell me.
Yeah, okay. That's the lesson.
Yeah.
Don't tell secrets to Sarah Paulson. What's one of the bigger secrets you've kept in your own lives that you care to reveal right now with Andrew on Dish Nation?
Well, I mean, the movie for me was very resonated with me because I do have a secret, which is that I will not ever win the Vietnam War, and I continue to fight it. But I have kept that from myself, that information from myself. But I'm gonna go back over there soon and get back at it, punching people in the face and yelling at them. But it's not gonna get me anywhere. Anyway, I should have learned from the French and their efforts in Indochina.
Talk to me about the honor it was, though, for Tom to work with you. Like, why was it an honor for him to work with you?
Very good, very well done.
Structured, yeah. Sir.
Oh gosh, why was, well.
You like a good hang, don't you?
I do like a good hang.
Yeah.
It's one of his terms yeah. he likes to use.
Yeah.
It's a good hang.
Yeah, it's a good hang.
Yeah, I'm an easy.
What's a good hang? What is, give me
I think he wanted to know, ask Tom Hanks. Yeah, we both had just finished shooting our shows for the year, and I think he was a person who watched them. So I think he was interested in Tom.
We like the people.
Yeah, and one of Tom's things, which is a kind of admirable thing, is that he likes to have fun when he's at work. It's not.
He loves doing it.
He loves being with a group of people. And she was on a show with a lot of actors. He knows I was too. And so I think he was interested in those dynamics and sort of made me think about it. I never had ever thought, like, is my show a good hang?
And I was like, Am I a good hang? I think so.
I think we're good hangs.
Will Trump watch this film, do you think? And what would he tweet about it if he sees it?
Well, he's a huge Meryl Streep fan.
Yeah.
right? Sure. No, I don't think he'll watch it. I mean, the problem with this guy, from my point of view, is that he's terminally incurious. And anything that doesn't reinforce what he already thinks, he's not going to watch. He should watch it. Maybe I'll watch it in prison.
Camera guy's cheering.
That's what I like. I like to get the publicist going. Why?
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Well, honey, teeth whitening is our giant. Guess what's in?
What?
Penis whitening. Yes, bitch. Penis whitening is in, honey.
Why would you want to?
Yeah, who would want that? Is it going to stay the same size?
Well, yeah, it's just like teeth whitening. But anyway, honey, a clinic in Bangkok, y'all. Now, guess
a clinic. Bangkok. Why I got to be in Bangkok?
That's where it's supposed to be.
Right.
A clinic in Bangkok, y'all, now gets about 100 men a month for their penis whitening service, which uses a laser to whiten the men's nether region. And say it costs around $650. Y'all for 5 sessions.
Wow.
So, would y'all want a man to have
No,
Gary.
No.
Would you do it, Gary?
Well, yeah, because I'm sure it's like fresh and, you know.
Gary, you don't need to. Everything down there on you is the exact same color.
Is it taking you? See, how do you know?
He showed me a picture. I saw it. Yeah. And it was very shiny. So do you polish it?
Like a table leg?
Yeah. Yes. Polish it.
Shiny.
It was shiny like a cherry wood table leg.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.